morning. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew 24 and 1 Peter 5, 8 through 10. That's where we were last week. We're going to just keep going. In Matthew 24, as you realize, we're living in Matthew 24 right now. He was telling his disciples what's going to happen and the signs of thy coming and at the end of the world. And he said, take heed that no man deceive you. And today I want to talk a little bit about division and deception and also what we're facing coming out of some of these dark days. Things are not ever going to be like we used to know them. As you know, things are being set in place. Laws are being changed. Everything is being changed. And I've told you guys a long time ago, I'm going to repeat this, silent weapons for quiet wars. Download this. We checked this morning. It's still on the internet. You'll understand a lot when you see what the silent weapons are for the quiet wars, because we're definitely in a war. It's a technology era, and a lot of things are going on, and we cannot be deceived. Some of you have come out of the deception of the church, but you're still in deception of what's going on. God doesn't want his people to be deceived, and what I've learned now even more, even this last week, my Facebook did get hacked, and sorry if I've lost a few of you. We started a new page. But a lot of times people are just like Judas. Judas, we're going to talk about, betrayed. He betrayed Jesus. He was on the inner circle. And it's not betrayal against us, but it's the enemy attacking. It's amazing how these war games are. We're actually now, I've talked to you about the Matrix, the blue pill, staying plugged into to the system, and the red pill, you get truth. Well, now we're actually living in the Hunger Games. And I say hunger because the Bible predicts that there's going to be a famine. And even yesterday, I was studying about how all the food chains are being blocked up and people can't get their eggs to market. They have eggs, but they don't have any cartons, or they have to get rid of their beef. This is going to affect all of our food coming into everywhere. So know that we're in the end times. Read Matthew 24. We're not going to go through the whole thing. But verse 9, they shall deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And this is a verse I want you to see. And then many shall be offended and shall betray one another. And then the false prophets are going to rise and deceive many. So we're going to talk about a lot of these different things about division, betrayal, about what's coming. And first of all, we all have to be watchmen. It's not just, this guy's a prophet and he's going to tell you. No, in fact, don't trust any of these people. As we come out of this season of everything falling down and things being risen up in a different way, everything's going to look different. I've been talking to you about the one world religion. This is going to disrupt every religion. Every religion will be disrupted as we come out of this. And go back to listen to my YouTubes on the one world religion, all these different things. You're going to start seeing them come to play now. Now, the watchman stands at his post and he warns people. He blows the trumpet. And a watchman right now seems to be a villain. Who wants to listen to this negative news? But as things happen, you become the hero. People are like, how did you know this? Well, you study to show yourself approved. And you do not want to be deceived in this hour, because if you trust in the wrong people or things, you're not going to be on the right path going forward. So as we need to know what the Bible says. And also, I recommend you read Revelation 6. We're living in the days of the horsemen. And I don't know if we'll get to that or not. But a true watchman, he has no price tags. You cannot buy him. He is not for sale. Unfortunately, the love of money is the root of all evil. Follow the money trail. Many people, like Judas, have sold out for money. And you have to make sure in your heart there is no way that you're going to be bought off. That's a true watchman. So a watchman for the Lord is very unpopular with the masses. The false prophets are very popular. They're the ones that everybody thinks is so great. But a true watchman comes to lead the blind. They're blinded by the tell lie vision. They're blinded by the propaganda. They're lied to all around because they're still connected to the blue pill, the system. But when you open your eyes and you see the Bible is true, everything the Bible says is actually, it's like a movie being played out right before us. there's some things in there that have not been preached because it didn't tickle your ears. It didn't sound good. It didn't say you're just going to be whisked away and you're not going to have to endure anything. Well, already we know we are suffering. I'm a sanguine. I like to be around people. I miss my granddaughter. I mean, some of us, we're suffering already, but this is the beginning of sorrows. Now, that's not a popular word, but if you've looked forward in the future a little bit, they're already closing the beaches and they're closing things till June and July. Why would they do that? So I'm going to share a few things with you. Now, Dr. Richard Day, he was an insider that I've shared with a lot. He said, everything has two purposes. Now listen to this. Everything that's put before the public has two purposes. One, to make it acceptable to the people. And the second is the real purpose, to establish the new system. We are in a new system now. Is it fully controlled by it yet? No, but we are emerging into this new system. So we are to be sober, free from illusion. That means free from fear, free from all the stuff they're telling you, and realize we're in a real war. And I can't get into all that, but we have to be vigilant. Now, the moment we yield to fear, which I did last week when I saw my Facebook, it was just like, I can't even go into the story. It freaked me out. And then the moment you get freaked out, which we all might have a season of here and there, you lose your power. You give your power away. You let that spirit, you cannot be afraid. Yesterday we went to the grocery store, and the trauma and the fear in the atmosphere was, I just looked at these people, they were scared to death. It was just so sad. And I thought, we can't be given over to the spirit of fear. But it's a very real spirit. And it's what they're pushing right now. Fear, 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 fear. But as you notice, everything is going to be blamed on this. And then as everything's blamed on this, the whole world is changing. New laws are coming into place. So be vigilant. Be sober. Really look beyond what you're seeing and hearing and to see the new system that I've been warning about for 6 years or more. And many of you that are listening have studied this a lot longer than I have. So we have to be attentive to discover. The opposite of being vigilant is to fall asleep, being ignorant. They're not paying attention. I can't even be on Facebook right now. Everybody's playing like they're in fun camps. Someone told us that we're going to be in fun camps. This is not a fun time. This is not funny. And remember what they always say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Okay, so we're in a crisis. Things are being implemented. They are censoring things. If it's not according to their agenda, they're censoring it. And that's the First Amendment. And now they're going to go after market, the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms. So our freedoms are being stolen and taken away because we're so afraid. We have no idea of what's really going on. And we all can just say we look through a glass darkly. None of us have all the answers. None of us know exactly when or what's going to happen. But God's given us marks. He's given us things. And we cannot be divided in this hour, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants us divided. He wants the whole United States divided, the right, the left, the Christian, the blacks, the white, the I believe this and I believe that, and you don't believe that and you don't believe that. That's what he wants. Don't be deceived, and don't allow, if someone, one of your friends has a different opinion about any of this, it's okay. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Let them be. Do not break fellowship for people, because that's what it says in Matthew 24, they're going to betray one another. And we're going to go into history today of what happened in Germany. And remember, history repeats itself, and we're going to see a lot of the things I was reading at the last couple days, and I could not believe the similarities of what's happening in the United States right now that also happened in Germany. It's almost like it's a playbook, and they're repeating it. That was a trial, and now we're going into it. You're going to be surprised to see it. But as I studied this fall of Germany, I saw deception, I saw division, and then I saw dismembering the church. Now, the enemy loves to use deception. Remember, he takes lies and he tries to make them truths. And then they make those lies laws. Okay, remember the changing of the laws. Now, this book, it's called Hitler's Cross. I'm just going to read some of it, because now I've even known some of the people I wouldn't even endorse now, some of the things I've learned. But there's enough good things about this book that I just want to share just a couple of things about history. It says history has to repeat itself because nobody was listening the first time around. Or to put it another way, one historian noted that the only thing we can learn from history is that we don't learn from history. It was clear that there were many striking parallels between Hitler's Germany and what is happening in the United States. Now, we have always thought United States would never be attacked, would never be touched. We are in a new day, we're in a new war, we're in a new battle, and it's a world. It's a new world, all the world. Everybody's doing the same thing. We've talked to you about it before, that it's a world. It's a new world. There'll be no boundaries, no borders, no flags. The world is coming together. You're going to be a world citizen. There's going to be a one world currency. There's going to be one government. And they're already talking about bringing in the United Nations. So much within that. You don't understand that when they declare a national emergency or a national pandemic, all of our rights go out the window. Do you know that? So we have no more freedoms under the Constitution that we think we have. We are being governed by already the new world order. And this is what you have to be aware of, what's happening. And I'm going to quote a couple things from this book. Perhaps the most enduring lesson of that period of history is that through the power of compelling propaganda and intimidation, ordinary people can become a part of an evil movement and be willingly caught up with the utopia that surrounds a mesmerizing leader. This is pretty small print. The experiment of Germany teaches us that once a government creates wealth out of nothing, it can only postpone but not halt an inevitable collapse. We are seeing the collapse of the middle class. And when people fear starvation and deprivation, they will do anything in order to live, including surrendering their rights, as Germans did. They are willing to accept censorship, curbs on freedom of assembly, hello, and even a dictatorship in order to live. And in the despair created by an economic disaster, people are willing to give their alliance to anyone who appears to have a plan to end the madness. Join me on the journey that is intended to shine a light into one of the darkest periods of history. There, as we see human nature without restraint, you think they're just fighting over toilet paper now. Wait until there's no more food, because already we're seeing many things not coming into play. People are going to freak out. People are going to riot. We've studied this a lot in the past. People are going to be without restraint. We will see ourselves. We will see what happens when a nation forgets God. And I want to talk just a second about Matthew 24. It says people are going to betray each other in this hour. We're already in the tattletale system, if you know what I mean. Every dictator, past, present, and future, I want you to know, future, is obsessed with the need to keep its subjects in line. The nation was made to fear disobedience. Through surveillance, now this was back, think, they didn't have all the surveillance we have now. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have all these phones and stuff. But back then, through surveillance, wiretaps, spying, and rewarding those who betrayed their friends. Rewarding those who betrayed their friends. Hitler tried to control the citizens of Germany. In a word, he was trying to be like God. It was Lucifer who said he would be like the Most High God, right? Well, this spirit is anti-Christ. And the reason why we can't think the way this is all happening is because we're not criminals. We have to learn to think the way the enemy would come, steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why many of us are deceived, because we can't think that way. But the Bible tells us, go look at Psalms 94, about the wicked and about how they come after the righteous. We might go into that one. But the Lord tells us all the time that the wicked are going to get wickeder in the end times. So it's, and I want to give a warning to the church from this book and how similar this sounds. Through burdened with unemployment and the physical hardships of its people, the church, for the most part, still refused to repent and turn wholly to God. Isn't that something? And it talked about how people starved to death. And then they talked about the German Christians. And I want to talk about that because we're going to start to see this, the New World Religion. This is going to disrupt every religion, not just Christianity, but every religion, to merge into one, which if you don't understand that, you need to go back and listen to some of my YouTubes. But here they had the German Christians. Now, the German Christians are the ones that sided with socialism, with Nazism. They were committed to bring the church. They wanted to bring the church to church and state become one. Into Nazism. The German Christians, now listen to this, and I did not write this. The German Christians, who were also known as the Faith Movement, supported Hitler's candidates. Meanwhile, the German Christians, the Faith Movement, their slogan was one state, one people, one church. Will we see that? Keep your eyes open, watchmen. They endorsed Hitler's positive Christianity. You had to be positive. They endorsed Hitler's positive Christianity, saying, Hitler is the way of the Spirit and the will of God for the German people to enter the Church of Christ. They put up a political leader as God. These Christians adorned their altars with Nazi flags, and they had their congregations join in the Nazi salute. Wow, will we see this today? I think that's all I have on that one. Now, the church being deceived, out of this book still, and I quote, on August 30th, 1933, a very prominent pastor said, quote, Christ has come to us through Hitler, through his honesty, his faith, and his idealism. The Redeemer found us. When the Christian churchmen awoke from their spiritual and political slumbers, They discovered too late they had been deceived. Many of the wiser church members were not deceived, but the majority did not ask many questions. What was good for Germany, they said, was good for the church. Now here you get the church and the state as one. In other words, the government controls the church. You're no longer free to preach what the Bible says. In fact, they even brought in their own Bible, which we've been talking about, the World Bible that's coming. In the dark night of persecution, they betrayed their God. Will we betray God when the persecution falls? They did. In the dark night of persecution, they betrayed their God and fell into the political agenda of the day. The condition of the church had already sold out. Way before Hitler got in, the church was already lukewarm. It was already full of entertainment, just like what's happened with our churches. It had already become lukewarm, the church of the Laodiceans, the church of the people, the people's opinions. So it was easy because they were already deceived and motivated by the wealth of riches. They were already deceived and ready to be captured. Their culture, they sold out to the culture long before he rose to power. Then he shaped the culture and religion of Germany with lies that were soon reflected in laws. Remember the scripture we gave last week, they hide their mischief in their new laws. Making peace with the church, he said, listen to this, won't stop me from stamping out Christianity. So his deception was, pretend we're all united, pretend I'm for you. And as soon as he got in power, what did he do? Changed the laws. And he stamped out Christianity. And he said, one is either a Christian or a German. You cannot be both. So the church got divided. Division, what is it? It's a difference of opinion. It's agreement. It's disagreement. It's being divided. The Bible says, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself, what? It's going to fall. It can't stand. So what does the enemy do? He divides us. He's divided our country. He's divided it between this group, that group, this minority, this minority. Fight. It's been by design to bring America down. We are more divided now, even in the midst of what's going on. There's political agenda of this one saying against that, and this one against that, and this preacher attacking this preacher, and this one saying this. And a lot of them, they're really on the same side. But they're attacking, trying to make division, controlled opposition. So division is a separation by difference of opinion or feelings, the state of being divided and not united. The devil wins when we are divided. He wins. His tools of deception is to divide and conquer. Now, people always talk about the secret societies and all their secrets. Well, I want you to know the Bible's got some secrets too. And if you're following God, he lets you know a lot of things in there. He reveals to you as your eyes are opened. But he lets us know what betrayal is. He had Judas on the inside. He was on the inside for a reason, because a lot of you will be betrayed by people on the inside if you haven't already. What is betrayal? It's a double life of an informant. Disloyal, backstabbing, unfaithful. Jesus was betrayed by Judas with a what? A kiss. And when someone kissed in that day, it was a sign of I respect you. It's a sign of honoring. It's a fellowship thing. And he had a hidden agenda to sell Jesus out with a kiss. And how many people do you know that have befriended you, tried to be kind to you, and later on you found out they were a betrayer of some kind, or they're working for the other side? Judas' name is often used with betrayal. God wanted to show us, expect betrayal from the insiders. Not everybody around you is for you. We are in a war. We're in an information war. And now, just like in the days of Germany, if it's not popular, if it's not going with the agenda they want, they get rid of your posts. They get rid of your emails. I've seen it all week. You can't give people things anymore. You're being blocked. You're being stopped, because information now is being what? Controlled. That's very, very serious, because once they come after the First Amendment, the Second Amendment is right there. And so you have to know these freedoms now are going away, and that's why many people think, oh, you know, in a couple weeks we'll all go back to normal. No, things are not going back to normal. We're going into the third wave. Everything is an information age online. Everything will be online. There probably won't be mail post offices. Everything will be done online. You don't have need a bank, because you just talk and you do everything. Everything is changing, and they're taking the time to change things right now. If it was an off-guard thing, none of these things would be in place. Hello? Too many steps are being in place. So you have to know these things have been planned out many, many, many years ago. That's why you need to look up some of these documents I've been telling you about. So we see that Jesus was betrayed by a kiss, a sign of I respect and honor you, but they really don't. Many people just befriend you. I remember now this one person, they used to say, you're a real Christian. You're a true Christian. I thought, well, what other kind is there? Well, I found out later who, now I know who he's working for. It just hit me this week. I was like, wow, these people were in my life. Do you know what I'm saying? Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't. So a kingdom divided against itself, and one of the signs of the end times is betrayal. They're going to want you to turn on your neighbor. They're going to want you to turn in somebody. They're outside and they shouldn't be. Report them. There's a phone number now. Report them. Report them. They did the same thing in Germany, only under a different cover. You guys okay? Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Some secrets that God tells us, okay? Judas carried the purse. The others didn't seem to suspect him at all. Many people were going to be deceived, just like his disciples were, because it was shocking to them when he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. They were shocked. They didn't know who the good guys were or who the bad guys. There's such infiltration in our churches. But God has his clues. What's a characteristic of a Judas spirit? A love for money. The love of money is the root. That's the root. People want power. They want fame. They want money. In the new, brave new world, they want to be gods. And they believe that unless you are illuminated, you're causing problems in their kingdom. They can't get illuminated till they get rid of the people that are causing them the slavery. So they got to, for the greater good, they've got to do bad things for the greater good. Everything's for the greater good. They have to do and make some bad choices, but they choose who's going to live and who's going to die. And if you've read the Georgia Guidestones, I told you about the Georgia Guidestones and what their plans are. I think I've got it on the, in the coming up in the next pages here. But a love of money. That's why I say, if you're a true watchman, you can't be bought. You can't. Nobody can come into you and say, "Well, I'll give you this much money if you do this and that." That's what they did to Judas. A cloak of covetousness. We cannot have a covetous heart. What has the church been teaching the last 30 years? Covetousness. Have more, 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 more. That's the wrong spirit. It's caught people off guard. Instead of saying, "I got to pick up my cross and follow Jesus. I got to deny myself. I got to prepare for persecution." They're not prepared at all. They still think we're just going to snap out of this and everything's going to go back to normal. The new normal has never been, ever happened before. We're in a new world order. All the worlds, all the countries are all doing the same thing. We're coming into a global United Nations governing. So it's a new day, and you have to know it to be a watchman for your children. You've got to prepare for the long haul, because eventually there's going to be a famine. There's already, we went to the store last night, we couldn't believe all the things that were not there. And this is just the beginning of sorrows. So prepare. Are you afraid? No, but don't be stupid. "Well, I'm of faith. God's just going to supernaturally." Well, why did he tell Joseph then to prepare for the famine? Joseph prepared for the famine and he helped a lot of people, right, that weren't prepared. So don't just think it's just going to be this or that. No, you've got to prepare for the end times. And if you've got a good leader, they're going to be telling you that, that you know what's coming and prepare for it. Sorry, I'm not mad. I just get upset when people won't face reality. So anyway, the character of a Judas spirit, love for money, a cloak of covetousness, and listen to this, pretending to care for the poor. Or I could put, and the elderly. Pretending to care for people they really don't care about. Judas pretended to care to use that money for something else, right? Let's get the money, but let's use it for this. Why are you using it for Jesus' burial? Why are you doing this and that? He's giving us a secret right here. A cloak of covetousness to care for people they really don't care for. The devil comes as an angel of light. Judas coveted more. He wanted more. In Acts 20, 33 through 35, Paul says, "I have coveted no man's silver, gold, or apparel." If somebody else has something, you'd be happy for them, but you don't covet. You don't want it. The moment we open up our door for covetousness, we open up the door to the devil. We open it up. We're not content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Now we see how many things we really didn't need. We got covetous. We had to have more. We had to have more. We had to have more. But God, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:6, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Now, a scripture they always use, out of context, "I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health." They use that God wants you to be prosperous. That word in the Greek actually means have a good journey. It's just like if someone was leaving your house and you say, "I want you to be okay, when go home safely, have a safe trip." It didn't say, "I want you to be loaded down with gold and silver and you're going to have jets and you're going to have mansions." That is totally the false being preached. Again, love of money is the root of all evil. All right, what do we expect here? Coming out of this, we're going to see a great deception, a great falling away. The apostasy of even the elect would be deceived. There's going to be some characteristics. This deception, it's going to tell people to expect a great revival. Now we're coming out of this, we're going to have a great revival. But really, the Bible teaches us we're going to have a great falling away. Many people are going to be upset. They're going to be mad. Why didn't this work? Why didn't that work? They said I could decree and declare. I've decreed and declared 3 weeks now, and I'm still in my house. They're mad. They're upset. There's going to be a great falling away. This deception would be close to the real thing, because good counterfeits are hard to distinguish from the original. In order to deceive effectively, this deception will claim to be all about Jesus. They're not going to say it's all about Buddha. You wouldn't follow them then. But if they say it's all about Jesus, well, yeah. So it's easily to fall for leaders that use the name. This deception would have to be embraced by the majority. If it wasn't, people wouldn't go along with it. So, well, we follow all these preachers. They've got to be right. I'm telling you, these are the ones that are going to fall the hardest, that you have put up these men as idols in your life, and you're going to see the fall of the church in one day. This deception would use the Bible to discredit what the Bible actually teaches. They're telling you to get rid of the Old Testament. Paul doesn't know what he was talking about. An attack from outside the Bible would be too obvious. When Scripture itself is twisted and distorted, that's why there's a Judas, someone on the inside. Because someone on the inside, no one else suspects. Nobody's declared to expose these people, so everyone thinks they're just, you know, real believers. There's tares among the wheat. There's sheep amongst the goats. Or there's goats amongst the sheep, I should say. But the Bible's full of warning against falling away and tells us to avoid false teachers, false doctrine, so other believers would have to repeatedly, in other words, they keep telling you this, and what happens? People start ignoring the Bible. And they look to the men and what they're saying, and they really don't read their Bibles for themselves anymore. Because when you start reading the Bible, look in Revelation 6. You're going to see the white horse. You're going to see the red horse. You're going to see the black horseman. Nobody wants to talk about that. This deception would have to grow not by bringing pagan into the church from pagans, but it has to come from trusted leaders. Now, the new religion will be pantheism. It will be Gaia, Mother Earth. Everybody's going to worship the earth. And, just watch it as it unfolds. And it's going to come from trusted leaders that you thought. You're going to find out if they're turncoats or not. You're going to find out who people really are in the next few months to come. These trusted leaders could have their trust created and propped up by marketing, repeated exposure, in the same way that large corporations create trust through relentless advertising. These preachers are on television, they're on the internet, they're all over the place, so they have to be right, right? Let me tell you, it's hard to find a real minister in this day that will give you the full gospel. It's hard to find. The Bible says there's going to be a famine of hearing the word of God. Why? Because there's a famine of true ministers that haven't sold out. They're there, but they're not going to be the popular ones. These leaders would have to prop each other up in order to appear like a unified group of highly respected spiritual champions. They would spend a lot of time and energy convincing their followers of how great and humble they are. This deception, now we are coming out into a great deception. You do not have to be deceived. You don't have to be like the ones in Germany that were deceived. You can know what's going on. If you have eyes to see and you read your Bible, it's all there. Read Psalms 94, good one, exposes the New World Order. Psalms 2 exposes the richest men of the world that are controlling things. This deception would flourish if people were taught that the mind intellect is bad, but the spirit is good. That's what we've been talking about. Just have an experience with God. You don't need to really read the word. They make it so hard. I was listening to one of these guys the other day, and I got confused listening to him. Oh, you got to spend time and time and time with God. And it's like, oh, your faith has to be fed. No, my Bible says faith comes by hearing. I read the word, and I have faith. God said it. I have it. I don't have to work and, you know, of course, give them an offering, and you really have faith then. Scam. It's called scam. I get so worked up, don't I? This deception would flourish if people were taught that the mind intellect is bad, but the spirit is good. But their reliance on emotional experiences and feelings would ensure a constant state of delusion and reliance on manipulative leaders. This is not a day we want to rely on manipulative leaders. This is a day you need to repent and get back to the Lord. Get back your first love. Forgive. Ask God to forgive you for following these teachers. I think that's all I want to say on that. There's a lot more on deception, but that's as far as we'll get on that. And I want to close with a couple of things. I shared last week, but I want to say it again, how to create a socialistic state, which we are, anything that's not sustainable now will be eliminated. In other words, we're now into a socialistic state. Healthcare. Control health care and you control the people. Poverty. This is the few points of how to create a socialistic state. Health care. Control health care and you control the people. Poverty. Increase the poverty level. Do you think we're getting poverty level? Television shows calling themselves, the new series coming out is Broke. Oh yeah, I really want to watch that. Sign me up. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control. There it is right there. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live. Debt. Increase the debt of to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will promote more poverty. Gun control. Remove people's ability to defend themselves. This way you are able to create a police state. Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income. We are now entered into Agenda 20 and Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to and what the children learn in school. Religion. Remove the belief in God. Class warfare. And this is what I want to hit on in closing. Divide the people. We are in a class warfare where we are going to see people betray each other. People are scared to death. There's so much propaganda and lies out there. There's so much. Is there stuff going on? Oh, yeah. Are we in a real war? Oh, yeah. Read this, what document I told you. You'll find out the technology and the warfare and the microwaving that's being increased. I won't even say anymore. There's so many YouTubes out there that are being taken down. But they want class warfare, open clash between two opposing groups. And please, why are they letting out people in jail? Why are they letting the people in jail go out? This is very odd. This is strange. But this is class warfare, and that's why I say down the road, as we've studied this, we see riots, we see bad things happening. So the heart of the conflict, the more glorious the triumph, said Thomas Paine. Study Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine is who the New World Order follows. They have, now I've become very leery of anything that says common sense. We used to have someone back in the day, the common sense approach, the common sense program. Based on what? Thomas Paine. Now, why is that bad? Because Thomas Paine is the age of reason. The Georgia Guidestones have been erected in recognition of Thomas Paine. So what is the Georgia Guidestones? They just deal with, in a brief nutshell, four major fields. Establishment of a world government, to have population and reproduction control. Now everything under the name of this, you're not going to be able to have babies because it might spread. Everything is changing. And everybody thinks come and save us, come and save us. There's so many things being laid down here, and everything has got a new law. We're coming out into new laws. And evidence, environment and man's relationship to nature. They're very big on environmentalism. There's too many people on the earth. And if you watch any of their movies, they always talk about balancing the earth with nature. This is Thomas Paine. Balance Mother Earth, Gaia. And the Bible says we're not supposed to worship the earth. We're supposed to worship him. And we're not trying to get rid of people to save the earth and the climate. We're here to get people saved to go to heaven. All right, I'm almost closing. So study out Thomas Paine, the Georgia Guidestones movement. And remember, war is a tool for the global enslavement. Because it demands nation go into debt. In the name of security and fear, people give up their freedoms. Well, how do we get out of this? This is a long, long, long rabbit hole that's been going on for hundreds of years. This is where we trust God. And let's look at Psalms 94 in closing. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. Now remember, this is the beast system. And I've been talking to you about the rising of the beast. This is the spirit of Antichrist rising. We were under a Christian government pretty much, I mean, not fully, but we were basically free to do a lot of different things. Now we're coming into a new world. They call it the Brave New World. Study that out. Welcome to the Brave New World. And they believe they're having vengeance. They're returning. And the Bible talks about how God will bring wrath upon those that destroy the earth. So you see, they have plans to destroy the earth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? It looks like they're winning. They break in pieces, verse 5, thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Verse 9, he that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? God hears, God sees, God knows what's going on. He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man's knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man who thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. This is the day we have to let the Lord chasten us. He can rebuke us. He can do whatever we want. We got to get right with the Lord. Our main thing right now is about him. Make sure that you know if something bad were to happen to any of us, we know where we're going. Amen? Thou, remember, eternity's forever. Eternity's forever. Thou, that thou mightest give him rest from the days of adversity. We're coming into days of adversity we've never seen before. People are out of jobs. Do you understand? The middle class is basically falling before our eyes. They have nowhere to go. They have to stay in their homes. How can they pay their bills? This is just 1 month into it. And now they're saying it's going to go on. This is going to be closed through the summer. People live week to week. They can't make it. Many people cannot make it. There's some that can, but there's a lot of people that are in trouble right now, and they're desperate. This is a day to get people saved. This is a day people freak out. You need to lead them to Jesus. That thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be dug for the wicked. God is digging a pit for the wicked. And remember, vengeance belongs to the Lord. The Lord will repay. You stay at peace. You stay in love. You stay in unity. Don't go off the deep end. Don't get freaked out. And that's a daily occurrence. Read your Bible. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Verse 17, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Verse 18, when I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, hold me up. When you get weak, say, Lord, hold me up. When you get afraid, say, Lord, hold me up. When you look at your bills, say, Lord, hold me up. I can't do this in my own strength. I need you, Lord. Verse 20, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth a mischief by a law? Which frameth a mischief, they're going to put legalized, they're going to make things law. Hitler did it. If you spoke against anything, it became a treason. Anything he wanted, he all of a sudden declared. He promised him one thing, but when he came into power, he changed all the laws through mischief. They gathered themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemned the innocent blood. God sees this as coming against innocent blood, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge, and he shall bring upon them. He shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Amen. Amen? And what do you do when you get afraid? Just say, Lord, I yield myself to you. I just thank you. And go into praise and worship. Put on some good music if you can find it. Try to stay peaceful. Shut off the news only for the alerts you have to have. If you sit and just watch that and watch that and watch that, you're going to die of fear. Because the fear is so intense out there. I could feel it. We went out. I was like, these people are scared to death to even look at each other. I mean, I haven't been out for about a week. And we just got groceries. And I was just so grieved when I came home. The fear of all these poor people. And these poor, I mean, it's just very sad the day that we're living in right now. Read The Silent Weapons of Secret Wars. It'll make you have understanding of what's really going on. And this has been going on for years and years and years. Yes, we're in a battle. Yes, we're in a war. But it's more than you can see. It's more than you think. It's just this little thing going on that's halting everything. No, our laws are changing, and we're going to emerge with a new world religion and a new world government. And God is our strength. We're called to such a time as this. We didn't ask to be born at this time, but you've been privileged to be born at this time. And we don't cause trouble, but we stand for the Lord in this hour. Amen?
Amen.
Everyone said amen in Jesus' name.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a Give button. Thank you, and see you next time. Thank you.